Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Geeks Are Wired podcast. Today, I'm joined by...
That motivation just gone.
No, the motivation is still here. Just okay. the train is gone. We were on, like, track three of, like... There were only two. We're on three. Anyways, Bill's here. Hi, Bill.
What's up?
We got a Joey.
Hello.
And an Anna.
Hi.
And you got me.
And Anthony.
And Anthony.
So what are they listening to?
They're listening to the Geeks Are Wired podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV shows, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things.
If they want to contact us.
If they want to contact us, they can do so at geeksarewired@gmail.com, or they can call or text us at 801-896-4335 or 801-896-GEEK.
Yes.
Can't remember the middle three. And then if you want to support us, you can do so at patreon.com/geeksarewired.
Yay.
And then you get like awesome perks like the episode early or chatting with us on the Discords.
Yep. If you want to chat.
If you want to chat. It's completely optional.
Yep.
We're not going to demand that you chat.
Nope.
Please chat with us.
Yep.
All right. And this is episode number 378.
Yes.
Okay. I'm done.
I actually almost had a name for this episode, and then I think I forgot what I was going to do it. It was something, it was probably going to have to do with the Tesla, the Lego brick.
Oh, speaking of Tesla.
The cyber podcast.
So just speaking of Tesla, completely unrelated, the latest episode of Rick and Morty, They have him on there, but it's Elon Tusk.
So, I also, because of Disney Plus, we're going back and watching all the old Marvel movies.
Uh-huh.
He's in Iron Man 2.
Yeah, I think I knew that.
Yeah, I think I may have, and I totally forgot.
I don't remember what he does, what he's doing in there, but...
It's during the race scene, just before...
Oh, so is it just a cameo?
Yeah, he's just like, oh yeah, I love what you're doing with your stuff.
Oh, that's right.
And he walks off.
Yeah. I need to see Iron Man 2 again. It's been a long time. I remember 1 and 3, and I think I watched 1 and 3 the most.
I remember 1. That's it. They were good. I remember liking them all, but I only remember the plot of 1.
They're not all my top tier. But that happened.
Ted and I are running through the Marvel movies as well through Disney Plus at the moment, and he wants to watch all of them in the order that they should be in.
The chronological order?
I don't think the least the storyline wise.
Or the release order. Which one?
I think just how it will roll storyline, how they should be played out, where you watch one before you watch like the next one.
So the release?
I did release order like a year or two ago, and it was pretty okay. The Hulk movies are a little rough.
So,
did they jump around a lot?
No, they're just older. They were kind of early in the franchise.
Like the third or fourth one that got released.
Yeah, Hulk is also not the most exciting, though.
It's not. So it's rated the worst. It is not my worst.
What's your worst?
Thor, Dark, whatever, the second Thor movie.
Oh man, I actually really like the Thor movie.
And you know what the next one is? It's still not Hulk. It's the second Avengers movie. Second Avengers movie is terrible.
Know. So, wait, what one? The Thor one, what one's that one?
The one where it was, the entire thing of the movie was to just introduce the new... Or one of the stones. There was like it felt like there was not really much of a plot. I'll admit it is funny when like his hammer's flying around the entire universe, and she's like, "Oh, Mew Mew."
Mew Mew.
Yeah, she calls it Mew Mew instead of Mjolnir.
Oh, who does?
The girl from Two Broke Girls. I forgot her name.
Not the original one, or was she in that one?
She was in the original too.
So she wasn't in the third one.
Is she the Scarlet Witch?
No.
The girlfriend.
No, the girlfriend's friend, coworker, whatever.
Okay, so what is the girlfriend in the second one?
Yes.
Okay, because she goes away in the third one.
Infected in the second one.
Obviously, I don't remember the second one.
See, that's how bad it is.
Maybe I never. I actually may have never watched it. What, the third one was the one with the...
Ragnarok.
Yep, that one.
Ragnarok was good.
Ragnarok?
Thor's yeah, only it was three that movies.
One. Where the... Where Mew Mew gets destroyed, right?
Correct.
Okay, all right. I'm going to call it that now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mew Mew.
Mew Mew.
So Thor the Dark World is yes. the one that you don't...
Bottom level.
And then you said the second Avengers movie?
Yes.
What's your favorite? Asking the tough questions.
Here. I know. It's easy to hate. It's a little less hard to like. No. Let's see. I'm thinking Guardians. Guardians and...
One or two?
The first one. The first one's okay. way better than the second one.
I think the Guardians series is one of the more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the Captain America ones, Captain America movies make better Avenger movies than the Avenger movies. Like, I like the Captain America movies. So it's the original Avenger, the first Avenger, Civil War. Does he have a third one?
Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
I like the Captain America. It just has a good feel to it overall. Like, it feels different than the other ones. It's kind of like dark, you know, like blue colors. He's not necessarily happy, he's going to be the hero because he has to be.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like Wonder Woman is, where she's like, she's fighting in World War One. She's like, she must prevail and be good for society or the world.
Right.
She sees the goodness in people.
Okay. Another random question. Where's Doctor Strange on your list?
Oh, that one was a really good movie.
Ah.
Answer carefully.
43rd. 42. That's the answer. 42.
Cop out.
Definitely top 10.
All right, you answered correctly. Mostly. That's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah. I don't know. It has to be just within
it's
the top
so
numbers.
It's so much different. That's why I like it.
I'll go with the three Captain Americas, Guardians, and Doctor Strange. There's the top five in no particular order.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Yeah. How about yours? Or do you have to go watch them again?
No, well, so Guardians, just 1 and 2. I like 1 and 2. The only thing I can remember a lot from 2, but mostly what I can remember from 2 is just the opening scene, which is what's stuck in my head right now.
With Groot jamming out?
To Mr. Blue...
Mr. Blue Sky.
Blue Sky. Doctor Strange is up there somewhere. Iron Man is up there somewhere. Does Spider-Man still count?
Oh.
The new Spider-Man definitely does.
Yeah,
they
but
both.
They might have to rip it out of.
No, they're back in.
It's back in. For now.
They're staying married for the children.
Yes.
Anyway, so, the latest Spider-Man is definitely up there, too.
They're staying together for the Holland days.
The Holland days?
The Holland days.
Holland.
For baby Tommy Holland.
Yes.
Should we actually talk about some stuff on the show notes?
All right. Well, actually, we could keep on going with Disney. Which, also, the Hulk is not part of Disney Plus.
Why?
I don't know.
Do they own the franchise?
It's Disney. It's a Disney theatrical.
Well, I was just wondering if they... Because Sony owns Spider-Man, so I was wondering if there was a weird thing with that, too.
Okay, Sony may own Spider-Man, but Disney has way too much say on that one.
Right, but I just wondering
because it is because Spider-Man is being released on Disney Plus eventually. Like all of the theatrical movies are not on Disney Plus yet, but they have all the rights they want. But Hulk, yeah, that's a first run or that's the first round of Avenger movies.
Do you think on Disney Plus they'll do like a vault thing and just like lock stuff away at some point and then bring it back 5 years later?
I hope not.
Yeah. That actually might piss people off more than anything else. I see them doing it if they feel like they're losing numbers. So they go like, oh, we're going to like release things. Come join us. Or we're going to last chance to see this.
Kind of like what happened with Friends and Netflix.
Yes. They broke up.
And then a lot of people probably subscribed to Netflix, gotten a bunch of watching sessions, and then they just had Netflix now.
Yeah.
Even though Friends isn't there.
Now there's HBO Max.
Yeah, but...
I admit, even though it's expensive, I am looking forward to HBO Max. That's kind of interesting. Have you guys been watching any of the other Disney stuff?
The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
It's nope. Amazing. It's so good.
I don't have Disney Plus.
Watched the first episode. I haven't watched any more.
He's so dreamy.
I think he's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little baby Yoda.
Oh.
The ears, man. The ears.
There's been so many memes with him in it.
I saw one, and it says, it's got a picture of the little guy, and it says, when you just stroll down the beach because you don't know about seagulls yet.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't seen that one.
Nice. Oh, and obviously, yes, this is not Yoda. This is just of the race that they have not named. So... Yeah, I don't know. He was in the first one. He's at the very end of the first one.
He's in the very end of the first one, and he's in the other two episodes that are out so far. He is referred to as the child. Everyone on the internet calls him Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
When does this take place? Like
after episode four. Four? Or no, not four.
Three?
Six, after episode six. The Empire has fallen.
It's definitely not Baby Yoda.
Yeah, Yoda's dead.
I was going to say, because Yoda's... What, like 1,000 years old?
900.
He's 900? Pretty old. This guy is supposedly 50 years old.
And if you do the math, it's about a 4.4 year old.
Yeah, I believe it.
And people are speculating because there's Yoda, and then there's another Yoda-like being called Yaddle that's on the council, and they are speculating that the child is their child because it's the only two Yodas you ever see.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, you can introduce whoever you want. It doesn't need to be a direct line to these.
Yeah, but it's the Star Wars universe, so everything's tied to everything.
Well, there's the Skywalker line of stuff that happened, which they even tied the leader of the Mandalorians to the Mandalorian episode, the Vizsla. There was big guy.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, everything tends to be intertwined. I did think it was interesting that they had him eat a frog because he's from a swamp planet, supposedly, if he's the same as Yoda. Other theories are that whatever Yoda is just some sort of...
What do you mean he's from a swamp planet?
Isn't Yoda from a swamp planet?
No, isn't that where episode 4 starts?
He went there because there was so much darkness on that planet that Yoda's massive amount of midichlorians was able to hide him.
Okay.
So that's not his planet.
That's not explained in the movie, right?
Gotcha. I don't think so.
You would have had to get that from some other lore.
I don't know. That's the problem, is I have so much lore, I don't know...
Do we believe him?
...where I got that from.
I'll go with it. There's a...
But it is real, I promise.
There's a theory that Yodas are just kind of spawned... from the Force, so they aren't a reproductive race. They just pop into existence.
The only one that had more midichlorians to them was Anakin, who was miraculous.
Until he wasn't.
He was. He was just born. He was just, his mom was just pregnant. It was miraculous.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Really?
Yeah. His mom... wasn't with anybody. She was just pregnant.
So the Force is just knocking people up?
Apparently. And they just give those people, like, all the midichlorians. They're like, go!
We'll let you loose, see what you can do.
Yeah.
Oh, look, everyone's dead.
You balanced it. Good job.
The real Thanos.
Gotta balance it all. All right, fine. We'll talk about things.
All right, well, if you're just joining us, we're, It's been 15 minutes.
Yeah.
We're now finally going to talk about something that's on our show notes.
I should put Disney Plus on the show notes just for that.
Yep. Yeah.
Eventually. Later. Let's see. The Ring doorbell.
What about it?
So, police can't... If you have a Ring doorbell, police can get the footage from an entire area just off of the case number. All they need is the case number, nothing else, and they can swath an entire area and go, we need the footage off of your camera.
I don't like that.
No. I don't mind sharing, but I like to have the option and not the...
Right. I mean, it should be like an opt-in, like you can choose to give them stuff. It's not like...
Also, is it just all the footage or footage from a specific day, range of days?
If it's tied to a case number, they get to say what the case number covers, whether it's an area, mm-hmm. range of days. And the thing is that once it's there, they get to keep it forever.
Yeah, so like, what if you go out on your porch naked, you know, just to get your mail, and then the police have that forever?
Well, and I'm sure they're going to ticket you too, but...
Right, then you're going to get a ticket.
Maybe you are the reason that they're...
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
See, so you're the only proof against you is from your own camera.
You could get them back maybe if your child goes out there butt naked. But you'd have to prove that they have it, which I guess wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, and I don't fully mind, but that also means that your neighbors now, too. You happen to walk across to your neighbors that have rings,
mm-hmm.
and plus their facial identification has still been proven to be flawed. And the stuff that's also happening with this is police forces are throughout many cities. Pocatello is going to become one of them. They're going to give away ring doorbells to a bunch of people, which kind of locks you a little more in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, And that's the thing, because that's the minimum. It's like, it's a bare minimum. All they need is a case number. They don't need they don't need what's covering. I'll admit, there's some information that should be kept secret for whatever reasons, but...
It almost seems like this should be like some kind of subpoena.
So if you get one of these ring doorbells for free from the police, you install it in your bedroom. That way, when they get their data, boy, do they get an eyeful.
Yeah, I really don't want that. No. You can.
Then you just get blackmailed. So.
Yeah, no.
It's just a doorbell. No one says you have to install it on your front door.
But I don't want it in my bedroom either. There's no cameras in the bedroom. None.
You can put it somewhere boring.
Your phone's in
your
there.
Your garage.
No, sometimes. It's currently in the podcast
it's
room.
It's sometimes in your room. Unless you're... Actually, I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, you don't. Ha-ha.
Maybe you are one of those people that charges it on the kitchen counter.
No electronics in the bedroom. You gotta keep those radio waves away so you can sleep properly and well. All the lights are gone.
Do you turn your Wi-Fi off at night?
No, but my neighbor's Wi-Fi affects me, though. That's the problem about nowadays. There is so much going on, you can't really stop.
Yeah, my house has like 50 wireless devices.
Yeah, I'm still not a fan of where things are going. Even smart things is starting to go Wi-Fi. Like, their latest plug is a Wi-Fi plug. I'm like, one, I don't have the newest smart things hub. And two, no.
You don't have your watch or your phone wake you up or anything? Or like
I have things that wake me up. It's just being sarcastic.
No, he's not like some people that we know where they're just up.
Well, I still have been waking up before everything. I mean, like, 15 more minutes. This is going to suck.
I used to be like that. And I am sometimes, but...
I want my 15 minutes.
You want your 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the same page, man.
Yeah. And then I regret it in 15 minutes.
Yeah, but I need my
beauty
sleep.
Just getting up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You usually feel more rested when you just get up, naturally. Yeah.
Because instead, when you go back to sleep, you, like, start to go, like... You go down a lot farther, and then you wake up, and you are like, just woken out of a deep sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Though my most memorable dreams come from that. So there's that.
Yeah. Those will also be interesting with California, with their laws, especially where children are recorded on cameras. It's also interesting because apparently, as I've said, the DMV sells your information. Well, California DMV has been marked as, hey, you're selling people's information and you're not telling them.
Hey, I've actually found that California is really good about people's information. At work, since I work at an insurance company, we deal with reports of people's DMV information because it's useful for insurance purposes.
Yep.
And California is like the one state that like has it locked down. It takes the longest time to get the reports from them, and they have a whole bunch of like laws and rules about who's allowed to see and access that information.
And how long you're supposed to keep it.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's very painful from our point of view, but I'm glad that they are good keepers of people's information.
Yeah. So, might not be so bad, but I think they're going to have to be upfront about that a lot more. Along with that, we're coming back to...
Oh, geez. 5G.
Okay, so, I initially was like, 5G, whoop-de-doo, I don't care. Oh, wait, T-Mobile is going to start rolling out 5G. T-Mobile uses low band.
Suddenly you care.
I do. And I care a little bit more.
Weren't they already using the 600 megahertz spectrum for something else?
You mean 60? Or yeah, 600? No, that's just their low band.
They're offering the McLaren?
They're the only one that is offering the OnePlus 7T Pro 5G McLaren.
With like 12 gigs of RAM?
It's pretty. Well, as soon as it finally comes out. It's not out yet. They're going to have two 5G phones come out.
What is the McLaren?
McLaren.
It's a super loaded version of the 7T.
McLaren.
It's McLaren, like the McLaren. It's a race car driver, I believe. There's like cars called McLaren as well.
Yeah, I don't know why they chose this. It's really nice. It looks like a really nice phone, I admit. The black. Yeah,
you got like a custom texture on the back too.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it does at least. It could just be a picture.
No, yeah. It does.
I think the 7T, if you order it off of the their website, you can only get like 6 gigs of RAM. And this one, I think, has like 8 or something crazy for a phone.
And they're having a Black Friday sale, too. That's why I went to go...
8's crazy for a phone.
So that's why I went to go check it out, because I was like, hey, I'm thinking this phone actually is, you know, see what specials they have going on. It's currently $150 off. Like, hey, this doesn't sound terrible. And I was like, wait, does it have the low band, though? Because T-Mobile is the only one in the U.S. that does have this low band. And obviously, the low band with 5G... is amazing, actually. So that's why I'm like, hey, 5G would not be terrible with this, because you don't need... You can get your 5G through a wall. And also windows and pieces of paper, unlike all of the other carriers.
Or through trees.
Yeah.
Or a flower.
Exactly. You can see the tower, but you don't have to see the tower and you can still use it. So, looking at it, I believe... the only way to get my low band... I didn't even care about the 5G. I just want the low band, really. Mm-hmm. Like, I live in Bumsville, Idaho. I'm not going to get 5G for, like, 5 more years. I have accepted
you'd
this.
You'd be surprised.
No, I'm not.
Especially if it's T-Mobile. Like, if it's on that band, I don't know that how much they have to actually update the equipment to do it.
I thought they had to, like, switch out all the technology.
The other... providers do, because it's a whole different frequency, but...
Well, no, if they want to go to low band, but they're using their high band stuff.
I know.
And they're still having to switch out.
T-Mobile already has the low band.
They do, but they still have to switch out the 4G for the 5G.
Personally, I'm excited for 5G solely because it means internet providers might be able to start offering internet for your house.
Well, they kind of are, but it's not just the high speed, but we also need the minimal...
latency.
Yes,
latency.
Yes.
As soon as that actually happens, it's going to be a very good thing, because we can already download movies at some ridiculous rates and all this already.
Yeah,
the latency is actually killing everything, and even when 5G rolls out, it's still going to be so-so. As soon as the latency gets down to, because reading like 5 to 7 milliseconds, it's actually might even be 10 or less.
10.
Yeah, I think it's 10. Well, at 10, you can, if like you have glasses on or stuff like that, or you're watching a live stream, your brain is receiving it as fast as it can receive it once you're at 10 milliseconds.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you can actually get information as quickly as you can comprehend it at that moment.
Yep.
But that's really the entire thing.
So what were you saying before we derailed you?
Oh. The only way for me to get my low latency, really cool phone
is to buy it through T-Mobile.
I know.
Which is something you, like, just last week said you didn't want to do.
I still don't want to do it.
It might, with the OnePlus, it might be different, though, because I don't think you have to get the updates from T-Mobile that way.
But it's still a T-Mobile-specific phone. It is not an open...
But it's OnePlus, and they have been... Like, they still update phones from, like, 3 or 4 years ago still.
Yeah.
Like, they're as good at updating phones as Apple is on their phones. If not better.
I bet it still has T-Mobile bloatware.
I mean, it might, but...
You might be able to flash over it or something.
Ooh. That thing. It's like with my LG, I have the T-Mobile version mm-hmm. of it, and if I flash it, I brick it. That sucks. I haven't done that. Luckily, I did my homework first.
Well, you could use that to get that excuse to get a new phone if you bricked it.
Ooh. No, I just clicked back into it.
I don't remember what I was going to talk about.
See, there's your back of it, the McLaren.
The McLaren? McLaren. I'll also call it McLaren.
McLaren.
It really looks like McLaren, though.
McLaren. It's the next Jedi. McLaren. They're also an immortal. So you behead them. And then that's. But luckily, in the Star Wars universe, people just lose their right hand.
Is that all? Really?
Yes, they always lose their right hand.
It's just the right
hand. They lose their saber hand.
It's never... Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, what happens if they're a left-handed?
Then they'd probably lose their left hand.
Well, if they're both handed, they lose the bottom half of their body.
Oh, that's right.
That's true.
Yeah. So maybe it's the left ear if they're left-handed? We're just making stuff up. But why not? What are you going to say? Did you figure it out yet?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Nope, nothing.
It's gone.
All right. How about two-factor authentication through Twitter, finally?
And that isn't SMS?
It is not SMS. In fact, you can even delete your phone number from Twitter, which is great because Twitter screwed that up a while ago.
So you can finally have secure two-factor?
Yeah. You don't have to use your phone number. You don't even have to have a phone number anymore on the account.
That's cool.
That's really cool. I mean, it only took them how many years?
Yeah, especially for one of the big ones. And something else with Twitter, if you have a Twitter account that you haven't logged into for 6 months, you probably should check your emails because they're sending out emails that are going to start shutting down accounts. So if you've been sitting on a Twitter account that you I signed up way back when and I just don't use it, now's the time to let it die. Or log back in. All you have to do is log in.
Are they just trying to get, accurate user numbers or what?
I think between that... So get rid of people who don't use it anymore, get rid of people who have passed away, and get rid of people who are just sitting on it that aren't really doing much.
That's one way to get rid of all the people that are dead.
Yeah. Or fake, or whatever.
Are they going to delete everything, or just the login?
I don't know if they didn't say if they're deleting the accounts from what I've seen.
Well, because the account is fine. I'm just wondering about the tweets that they may or may not have done.
So they're going to that username, that mm-hmm. Twitter account will be open for people to use. So if somebody was to retweet
they would
from that,
get rid of the tweets then, okay.
There may be a storage. That's what I was saying. They may keep the storage in the background of the existence of it and all that.
Interesting.
Man, it's really weird because, on one hand, I'm like, they have no obligation to keep that information around forever. And, it's a lot of information for them to hold on to. On the other hand, that's part of the internet's history. There's some tweets that no one will ever, ever care about. But there's quite a few that could be useful at some point in the future for studying people of different time periods.
You can just get a book of it. You can actually get a book. Of all your tweets.
Oh, of you. Okay, well, they'd have
of your own?
On me.
At least of your own. I don't know about the others.
Yeah, I have five tweets or something. I've had an account for probably 8 years.
Actually, there would be a few tweets on there. It was whenever I had Twitter and Facebook synced up. So anytime I posted an update or a tweet, it'd go to the other. That was back when I used to post updates on social medias. I don't anymore. Because I don't care.
Retweet. GeekSquared has a tweeter.
There's a tweeter?
Yes, we have a tweeter. Guess where it's at?
We send the tweets.
Is it Geeks Are Tweeted?
No. It's at Geeks Are Wired. I know. Keep
it's it original.
I know. Keep it simple. Makes it useful.
Take to the Twitters.
Yes. We have the Facebooks. We have the Reddits.
The Tweetbooks.
The Tweetbooks.
The Patreon.
Yeah.
The Discord.
Yep.
Do we have an Instagram?
Yep.
Man, we got a lot of social media.
We got all of them. Not all of them.
Actually, I don't know if I set up the TikTok under my email or under...
Do we have a Snapchat?
I don't know.
If you don't, you probably ought to make one now.
I have multiple accounts.
Before this goes out.
I just might let somebody else have it because...
She don't care.
Tweet us at geeksarewired@instagram.net. That's how it works, right?
Let's make sure that's not like a bad website.
Instagram.net? I mean...
I'm pretty sure they own
that. They should probably own like now. Everything.
Actually, also with that, .orgs are going up in price.
It's a rare commodity, well, man.
Okay, no. They're now... They're not going up in price yet. They've been sold to a private company.
Yeah, I heard about that. I don't know if I like that.
The .org?
The top-level domain for .org has been sold to a private company.
It's no longer part of the giant conglomeration, which .org...
How did they do that?
I think they're not wanting to maintain it as much, the original, the open privacy internet. So they're like, oh, well, here, and everyone's all freaking out about it because that's organizations. These are for nonprofits. These are for...
Mm-hmm.
Now it sounds like they might not be the best of ideas. Well, .NETs were just coming out of that, so they're going to get ready to go up in price. There's a bunch of others that are actually not protected anymore. So,
is that why they opened up a bunch of random ones lately?
Probably.
Because you got the .me's, you got the ..
Oh, no, that was because people have been sitting on stuff for so long they needed to open up. And also, if you pay enough, you can also have like a .Walmart or a .Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Let's go with that one. Wait, is that the one I want?
Oh yeah. Okay. I know a little bit about this one.
Oh yeah, this is the one I want. So have any of you asked your Googles about the newsfeed, the audio newsfeed?
How would you ask it?
You go Google. Yeah, I also okay. Real quick, I have a rant.
What's your rant?
So I listen to podcasts in my car.
Yeah.
I now have an Echo Auto, and my Echo Auto actually will... I can trigger my Google and my Echo, my Amazon Assistant, my Madam A, whatever we want color. I can trigger them both through my car setup.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to podcasts
mm-hmm.
who don't respect, don't say the keywords.
Oh.
I have literally had podcasts trigger my assistants. And stop the player.
In your vehicle.
I have almost actually unsubscribed to them right then, right there. There was one I was like really mad at, but I'm like, I really like you, but you better not do this again.
Oh man, you should tweet at them.
Yeah. Probably should. Like, don't say those words.
I've heard that that's a good way to get a podcast's attention.
Or large businesses, or...
I use Chromecasts, and I also have Google Homes. And the Chromecast we use the home to cast the Chromecast, and then ads will play on Hulu, and they'll activate the Google, and it's really funny because if the Google's the device that did the cast, when it hears the keyword, it will mute the TV for a couple of seconds, and so they mute themselves for like the duration of the ad. It's awesome.
Oh, that's not terrible then.
So they're just like, "Hey," and then it's quiet, and I'm like, "That's annoying." But they just muted their commercial. That's awesome.
Like when it happened when BK first did it. It was BK that did it, right?
Yeah,
it was funny. Now it's just annoying and old.
Well, I think like, people even just say it because there was even like somebody was like. Just with it, when they triggered Google, they were just talking about, hey, large corporation, if you're listening, I have some information for you. Mike, why did you literally said the keywords right next to each other?
They may not have thought about it. And it's also, like, with the Google especially, it just triggers randomly so many times. Like, if anything sounds resembling that,
yes,
it'll just trigger. And what makes me even more mad is mine will not listen to me when I actually say the keywords. And yeah. I have to talk to it 2 or 3 times before it listens.
Yeah. So also, if we've triggered yours by saying Google too many times, we're sorry. We try not to trigger the assistants. They get triggered easily sometimes.
That's true. So are you liking your auto echo?
I do, actually.
Because I know Anthony hated it.
I understand why he hated it.
Doesn't work well with Apple.
And there's that. There's lots of
it. It works good enough, but you have to have the app open. Have to. It won't work otherwise.
Because I've thought about just putting a Google Home into my truck and just having it like tethered to my phone or something so I can have the assistant there all the time.
Well, you could just
you have to wait for it to power up, though.
Yeah, you just have an old phone.
They boot up pretty quick.
And they still take about 30 seconds to 60 seconds.
But just set up like an old phone on it. And also, even with the Google Home, you would have to make sure to have enough power going to it as well. So it would have to be pushing enough amps. Because they kind of are a little power hog.
I could figure it out.
Okay.
It'd be worthwhile. Because then I can have all my home automations. Because a lot of the time I'll find myself like pulling out my phone, starting up my assistant there, and then telling it to like turn off the lights at my house or something.
Do you not
and
have
pulling
it,
away.
The voice recognition on your phone turned on?
I do, but mine is like a first gen Pixel, so I don't think it can do like the always on.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's why I like driving away. It's like, oh, I forgot to turn everything off. One, either the automation will take care of it, or two, I can yell at the Echo, or I can yell at Google. Or like, oh, hey, do these things.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do without my voice assistance. It would be exhausting. I'd
you
have
just
to like touch light switches and stuff.
So
it's a lot of work.
Oh, touching things.
I know, gross.
Yeah.
Back to the original thing we were talking about. You can now have an audio. I don't remember the article.
Oh, actually, I was gonna finish up Joey's thing.
Okay, finish up Joey's thing.
So what's nice about having the Echo Auto is anybody can trigger it. So that's our shopping list. It's not just my voice. I have set it up where actually I got rid of the thing that you set on the vent. I was like done out. It's wasting space and blocking my heat, especially now.
Yep. So where does it exist now in your car?
It has been, I've taken those like command strips.
Like the double stick tape?
Yeah, and stuck it to the side so I can see the light. The speakers are properly placed. It works really well. I bought a micro USB, a short micro USB cable with a button on it. I almost made it, but I found one for like $2. I was like, I think I'll buy that one instead of trying to make one. Well, I
What's
could
the
make
button
one.
Do?
It turns it on and off.
So
I don't
you
have
can
to
power it or unpower it.
Yeah, I don't have to unplug.
Because your car, does it have the always on USB ports?
It does. Well, not USB, but the old cigarette lighter.
Oh, you have it powered that way, huh?
Yeah, because I have a 2-port cigarette lighter USB port.
Mm-hmm. So does that stay on when your car's off?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would be so anger-inducing if your voice assistant killed your battery.
It would, but I've left, it charges phones. I've, gone out camping. Like, that's the nice thing about it is, oh, it's camping. Throw the phone in the car. Ignore it. Whatever. Works out really well.
Yeah, that is nice.
So I just like, what's more annoying is the fact that I walk in, oh, I forgot to unplug it, which is, a lot of work. Like, this button, I even, run it under, so it's more like I'm tapping a button.
Mm-hmm. You have like a security.
Yeah, I know. It's actually kind of
a police call button underneath the dash.
Yeah, it's like, oh, click. Hey. But the more annoying part is like walking away from my vehicle, forgetting to turn it off or unplug it before. And it was always forget to unplug. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to like get this phone call. I can't talk to the people. Oh, it's hooked up at the outside. Oh, I'll listen to this
tethered,
video.
Yeah.
No, I can't. Suddenly, go into the settings, turn off, either turn off Bluetooth or tell it to sort.
That's really frustrating.
Yeah. But I enjoy it. So thank you, Anthony. It's very enjoyable. It's all set up. I'll show you guys.
Well, I'm glad you liked it at least.
Yeah. And I liked it enough, I tore out the old Anchor one. Officially. It's gone.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, good job.
Yay.
I'm happy for you.
All right. So back on Google and their newsfeed. So okay. Google can... You can listen to the newsfeed. It'll give you a bunch of short stories initially.
They're pre-recorded, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's not just the voice talking to you.
Well,
like
depends
the assistant voice.
It depends.
Oh.
Some of them. But so they give you a couple short ones, and then they start giving you longer ones. And then the more it learns, like, what you like, it's supposed to start going towards the longer ones. I'm like, no, I would prefer, like, you know,
summaries.
Yeah, like, yeah. Especially if it's a morning news thing, I'm like, that's the nice thing, is you can, like, on your news feed, on your phone, you're flicking through everything, mm-hmm. You're just like, oh, look at this, okay, no, hey, that's interesting, give me that. Can you imagine?
That's actually super cool, because... Like, I listen to music in the shower, but it would be awesome if I could just ask it to do that.
But your music, you've kind of, like, come to accept what it sends you. Now imagine, it's like, oh, we're going to talk about this. Next news article. Next news article.
Well, I mean, they've been doing pretty good. Like, on my phone, the far left screen for the desktop is this, like, Google feed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you interact with it, it learns what you like and what you don't like. And it gives you more relevant results. And
until you search something random.
Yeah, then you'll get some random results in there. But I think for the most part, it does a decent job.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, even when I go through my feed, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is interesting. Or like, this is interesting, but not interesting enough for me to click on. This little snippet of information is all I care about.
I do like that they're completely unbiased here, though. I mean, my top thing on that feed right now is tensions between Google and its employees are reaching a breaking point.
All right. Yeah, there's that. I've been hearing about that, but I haven't. That's interesting, but we won't talk about because
right.
That's not what we talk about.
I just like that their news feed is unbiased, so that's
true.
Cool.
But yeah, I don't know. I think the biggest thing is just telling it, like, I don't think music has been bad enough at times. Like, next song.
Mine just picks random stuff sometimes. It's like, well, this is what I was going for, but I'll allow it sometimes. Other times I just repeat the phrase.
Yeah.
Have it get re-roll on the playlist.
So that's something else also stupid. You can't go, like, give me a different playlist. You have to go play music.
Mm-hmm.
This is through Amazon, this is through Google's, this is through all the others. It's stupid. It should just be play a different playlist, or different playlist, or something else.
Well, if you say play something else, it picks up a song called something else. Or something similar to it.
Stupid.
Yeah. I agree.
So, they're saying that the newsfeed will get better the more you tell it to skip and... Down, it's like when you download things and...
I wasn't planning on using but it's cool, sort of.
Well, that's the other thing is, like, even though I'm skipping this news feed, doesn't mean I dislike this news. Like, when I downvote things, I am really not wanting any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, even like artists, they're like, oh yeah, I like 90% of what I do, but I hate this song. I am not downvoting this song because I know it will destroy you as the artist I like to listen to.
You can downvote song. Oh, wait. Do they have stats from that?
Yes.
If you downvote it?
Yeah, you can downvote songs.
Well, I know that, but I didn't think...
That's how they make your listen or your recommended...
Well, I playlist. Know that's how the music thing does it, but I wouldn't think that would go to... I guess it would be useful to the artists. Yeah, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
Now I think about it. Just never thought about it.
Alright, let's talk about the Lego brick. We'll finish up on the Lego brick. Yeah, the Lego brick.
Oh.
Yeah. It's also known as the Tesla truck.
I'm assuming you're not a fan.
It doesn't look like a Lego brick. It looks like a DeLorean as a truck.
Oh, true. You're right.
It looks like a very smoothed out DeLorean.
Yeah, it looks like it cannot be picked up on radar.
It's a triangle.
I think it looks awesome. It's very futuristic. It uses simple forming, so they're essentially doing origami with steel. instead of like advanced forming with these expensive machines and stuff, the whole truck costs $40,000 starting. That's impressive for like the super cutting edge stuff that's in that truck.
True.
The high end of it is only like 70, right?
80.
80, is it 79,000?
Yeah, 79.99.
But that is a super duper loaded electric truck that can
pull. Is a 3-motor all wheel drive. Was it 650 or is it 750 miles per charge?
Is that what the top end does?
Yeah.
Holy cow, that's insane.
And it's got a ridiculous towing, and that's what when they did the tow challenge against Ford, people already were
the base stats for it are 3,500 pounds in bed, and it can tow 14,000 pounds. So I'm wondering what the multi-motor one can do.
I know they go up. It's 40, 60, and 80. So whether you go one motor with only rear-wheel drive, two motors with all-wheel drive, or three motors with all-wheel drive. And if I could type, probably should have put the actual stats in the specs in the show notes instead of the towing thing. Let's see, is that the top one? 80,000 pound, or is that the medium?
Okay, so the base model can do 7,500 pounds towing with a 250-mile range. The mid version can do 10,000 pounds with a 300-mile range. And
have you figured out your problem yet, Bill?
The third version, 3 electric motors, all-wheel drive, towing capacity of 14,000 pounds, battery range of more than 500 miles. This is known as the tri-motor. That one is 69,000. Oh. So it is 70,000 for the top end.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can add like that all-electric ATV add-on option or the camping package option. So that probably adds a little bit of money onto it.
Oh, I also forgot to give it its proper name.
Cybertruck.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
I wonder if it's aerodynamic, like the way that it's shaped.
It looks pretty aerodynamic, to be honest. It doesn't have any mirrors. It doesn't have like door handles.
Sure, it doesn't.
Well, but that's the style of Tesla, though. The door handles shift out when...
Right, but the bottom of the car is going to be smooth because it's going to be that battery pack, like armor plating. And so I think it's probably pretty aerodynamic.
It looks like a folded airplane to me, the way that it's shaped.
So do you see the all-electric, all-wheel drive vehicle that can load up into the back of it too?
Can it charge there too?
Yes.
It can. The cargo cover on the back of it works like a garage door. So you press a button and it rolls down or rolls up. And it's also solar panels, so you can get 15 miles per day charge out of it. So if you go take it camping, you can drive way out in the hills, stay for a couple of days, and you got enough charge to get back into town.
That's not terrible.
Depending on where you park. If you park inside of a bunch of trees, probably not.
It's got a 0 to 60. Is this the tri-motor?
This is the tri-motor.
2.9 seconds. That is terrifying.
That's unloaded, though, probably.
That doesn't matter. This is a full-size pickup truck that can hold 6 passengers. It has a 6.5-foot bed. It's got electric batteries. This is a large truck. Like it looks decently sized next to like F-150s and stuff. And it can do 0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds. That's like Ferrari times.
Looks like it's actually longer than a 150.
Yeah, so this is a very large vehicle.
I think it was a short bed 150,
going
but still.
0 to 60 in under 3 seconds.
Yeah.
The base model is like, what is it, like 6 point something seconds? Which is still crazy.
6.5?
That's extremely respectable. I think my truck could do that in like 20 seconds.
0 to 60?
Yeah.
I think it'd go faster. You could look it up.
I could.
You've never actually... I'm surprised you haven't tested that.
Maybe I'll give it a try on the highway.
Probably not now. Maybe won't. It's the ice.
Yeah, it's a little icy right now.
Just means you do...
I'll do it in 4-wheel drive.
Well, no, you just do donuts at 60 miles an hour.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
No, that's terrifying.
I heard a lot of people hating on it, but I think it looks super awesome.
So as much as people are hating on it, there are over 200...
There's a lot of orders.
1,000 pre-orders.
Mm-hmm.
So over 200,000 people have dropped $100 that is fully refundable to try to get this vehicle.
I think it looks so cool. Like, it, I mean, companies don't usually go bold or big on things, and this thing looks so futuristic. It looks so different than anything that's on the road.
I've heard from a lot of people that they didn't like it at first, but it's starting to grow on them. I'm kind of the same way. I'm still kind of undecided on if I like it.
Is it going to have all of the self-driving features of the normal Tesla?
It said autopilot was standard, so I assume so.
Oh, man, that is a hell of a deal for $40,000, then. You get a self-driving truck that's
self-driving-ish.
Electric.
Self-driving-ish.
Yeah-ish, but I mean, they're going to be rolling out features, and this is still like a year or two away, right?
And I don't know that it would...
Yeah, I think it's like the first ones are supposed to come out late next year.
I wonder
year.
If it would activate if you're towing something. That'd be kind of iffy.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Just because the handling of the vehicle changes a lot when you're towing something.
So, also the frame, the cold rolled stainless steel frame, they also can't round it because it would actually break the machines that fold it.
Yeah, yeah. They have to just fold it. They can't really machine it like they can with other softer metals. That's super cool, though. That lets them take a sledgehammer to it. So, like, yeah. This electric car, like, you're not going to be able to scratch it. Also, they don't come painted. So, you get it in stainless steel. Ooh. If you scratch it, it'll buff out.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah, if you scratch it, they'll probably, like, give you an award.
Here's the thing I'm wondering, though. In modern cars, they have crumple zones. So that it decelerates you faster.
Correct.
Does this exist on this car?
I'm sure it does. They have to meet standards for safety, and that includes safe for other cars.
It doesn't look like it, unless it's inside the cabin.
No, that might be, because
the front of it is a trunk. So the front of it is empty space. And the back of it's a bed, just like any other truck.
But it's still steel.
It's steel, but I mean, I don't think it's super duper duper thick steel. And it's enough that can take a sledgehammer.
How
but
they
it can't take a Prius.
Pieced it together because it could be pieced together in all of these. It's not one giant piece.
No, but still.
And that's where the crumple zones happen.
Well, the crumple zones are also like they're usually like rolled up, like corrugated. I can't say that word.
Corrugated.
Right. Corrugated. Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of like crimped, smushed metal. Like, yeah, if you ever look underneath, like, a body panel, it's got all these, like, crimping and overlapping. It kind of looks like it's, like, a balled-up piece of paper.
It's definitely a deliberate weak point of the metal so that it crumples there.
Yeah.
So that the idea of it is to slow you down as slow as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they'll have it on this. I mean, Teslas have insane safety ratings.
Oh, yes.
This will be sure to do all the same stuff. Plus, your center of gravity is, like, below the, compartment, so rolling this over would be a challenge.
Well, even if you did roll it over, I don't know.
Yeah, it's metal. it's stainless steel.
No, I'm not so much worried about rolling it over. I'm worried more about just crashing, like, head-on collisions or
I'd be worried about whatever you hit or hit you. Like, I could see a semi actually being taken out because of this, which is rare.
Yeah.
And it would tow the semi away afterwards, too.
Yeah, it could tow it to the junkyard.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I got you guys, don't worry.
Assuming the batteries don't burn down.
Well, I mean, you've seen the video of, like, the Tesla SUV pulling semis up, like, snowy hills.
I've seen the Model S doing that.
Yeah, and so this thing that's actually built for towing, it's going to be insane.
Yeah.
It's rated for 14,000 pounds. But just imagine what it can do outside that rating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a cool idea. I like it. I like the fact that there's someone pushing electric vehicles more than just like, here's a thing.
Well, and he's even super proud of it. Like when other people are like, we're doing electric, he's like, good job, everybody.
Yeah.
He's not like, oh, this is my idea.
So he congratulated Ford. They released a Mustang SUV that's full electric. And so he congratulated them on Twitter and he's like, good job, guys. Like, congrats. Like, this is going to be awesome. And then he pulled an F-150 up the hill with his Cybertruck. So I think he's deliberately poking them to start something with Ford, which is awesome because the more competition, the better for this kind of thing.
And it sounds like it'd be friendly competition.
Well Ford
somewhat
even,
friendly.
Ford even went back, well, send us one of your trucks and we'll do our own towing challenge.
I want to see like a $70,000 like Ford Raptor versus a $70,000 Tesla Cybertruck.
As far as what?
Actually,
I want to see him do like a tractor pull against each other.
Yeah. Like, okay, the top F-150 versus the top Tesla.
Well, the thing is I don't even know if that's top. I'm just saying a $70,000 price tag, that's the limit. So
you mean 80. You keep saying 70. Well, you mean
so
80.
I saw 69,000 on this article. So I think it is 69,999.
Anyways, the Tesla would win. It's got the torque.
The Tesla?
If you're,
I just want to see.
Tesla. I was thinking a truck. DeLorean. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, if you have, like, if you're talking a tractor pull, you're more limited by, like, torque is something that you really need on that.
Yeah, and I think
electric vehicle would have it.
It's well balanced.
Even if it's a heavy truck, I still, like, it's going to be awesome. It's going to move, it can tow, it can, like, it's the end all, I think.
There is your answer. Okay, you were right. It is 70, but to get full self-driving, it's an additional $7,000.
Oh, okay, so it's $76,000 if you want the fully loaded self-driving Cybertruck. And they do list that as full self-driving. That's not assist. That's full self-driving.
Well, it's not going to be that when you get it, probably. Based on this, like,
yeah, it just says it's not autonomous. It requires supervision.
Like, it has what they think, at least, regulation. All the technology to do it. It's just missing software to do it, to enable it at this point.
And also state regulations and all that.
Yeah.
But it's coming in the near future.
Honestly, I'd be happy. Like, I don't need my self-driving car to drive me everywhere. I'd be happy if it just drove me on the interstate.
Right?
Yeah, especially if it's the top press go.
Yeah. But yeah, just drive me on the interstate. Take a vacation. Hop on the interstate. I will get me to a destination.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
Especially in this city. This city, most of the time, is on the interstate. You want to go from one side to the, other?
Well, at least on the cities on like the I-15 corridor, yeah. That's most of the cities. Besides a few of them.
Yes.
Man, that truck is so long. They could probably turn that into an SUV with fourth row seating.
Easily.
There's your mileage. Yeah, and you were talking about that before. 500 plus miles per charge.
On the loaded one.
Yes. It only costs...
That's nuts.
You only have to put 100 down right now.
I'm just not sure how big that is in comparison to other trucks out there.
Well, so the...
For range? My truck probably gets like 300 in a tank.
Mine, if you're on the interstate, could probably get around 450.
So, but, you know, obviously you still have to... How you can charge it, all the other stuff. There's those kind of questions, but still, 500's not
bad at all. That's very impressive.
It's not bad, and they could also at some point, like, it's got a truck bed. If they wanted to, they could put more batteries in it.
Yeah.
Like, they could have an extended range package.
Oh, put it in the trailer.
Or you could do that too.
Oh, man, then you have like a 10,000 mile range. You could have way more range than you're going to want to drive in a day, but it is self-driving, so yes. Maybe you'll want to go further.
Well, once they, you know, upgrade the software.
Man, this is crazy. That's what that 3,500 in-bed capacity is for, so that you can get the extra capacity tank.
Well, it's that, or it's the all-wheel drive off-roading electric car.
Yeah, if someone rear-ends you, though, while you have that big battery in the bed, you're goner.
Depends on the type of technology.
Yeah,
because we got still a little working. Bit of time to get out.
Yeah, there's a story about a Tesla that got punctured after he ran over like rebar or something, and it said like pull over, exit the vehicle, and the guy like did,
but he still didn't do it for like 10 miles. He wasn't able to get over 10 or 20 miles. He couldn't get over safely. The passenger compartment totally untouched.
Yep, no smoke went into the compartment, and he was able to pull it over. It performed and drove safely until he was able to. Pull over, and I mean they're awesome safe vehicles.
It's just the same thing happened to like a normal car.
Oh, you're done.
Like it depends.
I've literally heard fire coming out of the vents on people.
Well, yeah,
that's scary.
Yeah,
but like just what I was meaning is like so if, say a rebar like that happened and went up into your engine,
or
it
you know,
shot,
or the compartment or, where you are.
I mean, that could have happened on the Tesla, too.
Well, the Tesla has steel plating to protect the batteries, and the battery pack is the bottom of the car. So you're kind of protected in the Tesla. You're not as protected in a normal car.
All right. We should really wrap things up, though.
Okay.
Famous last words.
Go. Tesla truck I don't know. Kind of growing on me. Kind of like it. We'll see.
I'm sorry Bill is activating all your assistants.
I hope you had a good Thanksgiving and happy Black Friday and Cyber Monday shopping for everyone.
Assistant, next podcast.